Good morning, Bluegrassers. Welcome to the program Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenrith, and that was me playing banjo on the opening track. That was one called Sunburst, recorded in 1976 in Australia, and Colleen Trenrith was playing the fiddle there. I was also playing some dobro on that track, and like to think of it as an inventive use of the Scruggs tuners on my banjo when I sort of shifted through some minor chords there. Sunburst was a great fun tune to play. I'm not too sure whether I could still pull it off. I might have a go when I go home. Oh, well, welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I think I already said that. We've got an interesting program lined up. People from all over, and some old bluegrass, some new bluegrass, all sorts of things here. Here's the Allen Brothers, the sons of the great lead singer Red Allen. And in the Allen Brothers is Harley Allen as a lead vocalist and guitarist. He's a real good songwriter, and many of his songs turn up on all sorts of albums these days. Greg Allen, also doing lead singing and playing banjo. Ronnie Allen, playing bass, I think, if I got that right. Jerry Douglas on dobro. Ricky Skaggs playing some fiddle and also mixing in with the harmonies there. This is from the album Sweet Rumors, came out in the 1980s. Here's the Allen Brothers with Who Done It.
There was a time when you were mine and I belonged to you. You broke your vow, so listen now while I give you a clue. I gave my heart to someone new because you tried to shun it. You want it back, but it's too late and you're the one who done it. Who done it?
Who was it broke your heart?
Who done it?
Who keeps us apart? You gambled with the life I gave until another wanted. So when you find you're all alone, just ask yourself who done it.
Bungalow with roses round the door, a diamond ring and everything, but still you wanted more. You wanted to run your own life, so I just let you run it. And when your dream train jumped the track, I guess you know who done it. Who done it?
Who was it broke your heart?
Who done it?
Who keeps us apart? You gambled with the life I gave until another wanted. So when you find you're all alone, just ask yourself who done it. So when you find you're all alone, just ask yourself who done it.
Oh, fairly youthful band there singing away Who Done It, great song. Let's jump forward to 2011 now, and one of the bright lights of bluegrass music, as I see a wonderful singer and a stunningly good mandolin player, Miss Sierra Hull. Got to get that name out right. And here she is from the album Daybreak, and here's the tune Easy Come Easy Go, some contemporary bluegrass that sounds great.
Going in her head, but I'm not a child.
Music there from Sierra Hull does a fine job with her singing and a mandolin playing. Interesting rhythms in that song. Let's go back about 50, 60 years, really, to 1957 and hear what Flat and Scruggs were doing. This was a tune taken out of the old-time music repertoire. Most of these guys grew up knowing this music. I can think of Charlie Poole and North Carolina Ramblers did this tune, Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. Here's Flat and Scruggs' version. Scruggs famously plays this out of F-shapes on his banjo for all the banjo pickers out there. Don't Let Your Deal Go Down.
I've been all around this whole wide world, been down in sunny Alabama. My mama always told me, son, never let your deal go down. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Till your last $2 gone. I'll be a long time gone. You'll never see a gal no more. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down. Till your last $2 come. The railroad track, gonna take my rocking chair. If these doggone blues don't leave my mind, I'm gonna rock away from here. Oh, honey, don't let your deal go down till your last $2
goes. Some good picking going on there with Earl and Paul Warren and Buck Graves in there. Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. Here's Sierra Hull again with What Do You Say?
Swap. do you say?
Sierra Isle there with some fine bluegrass music. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with me, your host, Paul Trenwith. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. Go and see Shearer's. They're the ones that are going to supply everything you need to play music, whether it's bluegrass music or pop music or something in between. A lot of classical music supplies they have there. All the staff in the shop and musicians, they understand your needs. You can talk to them about what you want and they'll do their best to come up with supplying you with the right instrument or the right accessories or the right music or the right instruction books. Shearer's do a great job. They've been supporting music in the Hamilton area for more than 50 years, doing a fine job of it. Shearer's are an integral part of the Hamilton business scene and I'm delighted to have them on board as sponsors for Back Porch Bluegrass. What's going on here? It's a rainy day outside. It's the end of March and we're just coming through autumn into my favourite period of the year. We've had such a string of fine weather that I can hardly believe it. And we had a beautiful day for filming just earlier in this in the middle of last week, out on the coast at Raglan, or Ruapuki really, just south of Raglan, filming with Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths, and we were sitting on this hilltop overlooking the Tasman Sea on a beautiful, beautiful day and recording some songs with Caroline Jones before she returns to the USA. That was a lot of fun. I don't have any audio from that session yet, but they'll probably come up on YouTube pretty soon once the film all been edited and made into something that you might like to listen to, and I'll tell you all about it when we find out about it. In the meantime, let's hear from Country Cooking. Here's an instrumental called Big Ben. This comes from the album released in 1971. Russ Barenberg on guitar, Kenny Kosek on fiddle, John Miller on bass, Lou Martin on mandolin, and Tony Trischka on banjo and Pete Wernick on banjo. What a fine combination. And this is a twin banjo tune. It's really good fun playing twin banjos with someone who can sort of match you note for note, so to speak. And it's a great tune. Big Ben, Country Cooking. Thank you. That sounded like real good fun there. Country cooking with the tune Big Ben. Here's a band called White House. David Palmley on guitar and vocals, Larry Stevenson, mandolin and vocals, Charlie Cushman, banjo and vocals, Jason Carter, fiddle, and Missy Raines on bass. They're a Nashville-based bluegrass band that just enjoy picking together. From 2003, here they are with Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh, Joe. Hey, 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 Joe.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where'd you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Oh, Joe. Hey, hey, Joe.
Shoes, string, fiddle, and the cornstalk bow. Gonna play a tune called Cotton Eye Joe.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Oh, Joe. Hey, hey, Joe.
I fell down, stepped my toe, called for the doctor, Cotton Eye Joe.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where'd you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Oh, Joe.
I'd have been married 4 years ago.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where'd you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Oh, Joe. Hey, 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 Joe.
Say to Grandma, did you know chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough?
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Oh, Joe. Hey, hey,
Joe, I just love that fiddle work with Jason Carter and Charlie Cushman going on there. Great driving tunes, wonderful singing on it. Sometimes play that tune with my sons, the Trenwiths, when we get to play. And in fact, we played it on Sunday. They do a great job on the vocals, and it's always a fast driving tune. Some music from Nova Scotia. Now, how about that? The Spinney Brothers, two brothers sing great together with those brother harmonies. Alan Spinney plays guitar and does most of the lead vocals and tenors on the choruses. Rick Spinney plays banjo and does some lead vocals and sings in the choruses. Terry Mumford on bass, Gary Dalrymple on mandolin, Ron Stewart on fiddle. And he was a man that was playing banjo on the Sierra Hole tracks that we heard just before. This whole album was recorded and engineered by Ron Stewart at Ocean Sound Productions in Cold Brook, Nova Scotia in 2009. And it's a great album. I really enjoy the Spinney Brothers music. And here they are doing a song called Rambling Letters.
I don't want your rambling letters. I don't want your picture in a frame. All I want is you in person. Won't you let me change your name? Mama said you'll come home soon. Papa warned me not to wait. Sister thinks that you still love me. Hurry home. All I want is you in person. Won't you let me change your name? I'm so tired of long distant kisses. Love my mail is all so cold. I just want you in my arms. Then our love just can't grow old.
I don't want.
Real old-time bluegrass there from the Spitty Brothers. These days it'll be, I don't want your rambling emails, or I don't want your long text messages, something like that. Letters are a bit of a thing of the past, aren't they? Interesting, all these songs about letters, you can change them these days. stop talking, Paul. Let's hear Dave Grisman. Fine old song here, I Ain't Broke But I'm Badly Bent. This is from a Dave Grisman Rounder album. It's got a real bunch of heavy musicians on here. David Grisman plays mandolin, Tony Rice on guitar, Vassar Clements on violin, Bill Keith on banjo, Jerry Douglas Dobro, Todd Phillips bass, and Ricky Skaggs gets to do the vocals. So I guess you could say it's really David Grisman and Ricky Skaggs here with the whole song, I Ain't Broke But I'm Badly Bent.
I'm going back to the country, I can't pay the rent. No, I'm not completely broke, but brother, I'm badly bent. I can't understand where my money went. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm badly bent. When I get back to the country, I'll be living in a tent. Ma and Pa will sure be mad about all the money I've spent. Can't understand just where it went.
Some good bluegrass here. Time for a bit of old-time music. And here's a track from one Dan Levinson, who plays banjo, plays fiddle, does some lovely clawhammer stuff. This is a tune called the Milwaukee Blues. It's in the key of C, and the banjo is tuned to the double C tuning. So your fifth string on G, and then low C, a G, a C, and a D. And he does some nice singing. It's a really nice old-time tune, the Milwaukee Blues, Dan Levinson.
Like rain round the corner, come a passenger train on the blind. Said old Bill Jones, he's a good old hope, just trying to get home, trying to get home. He's trying to get home. He's a good old hope, just trying to get home. I was way down in Georgia on a tramp. Roads getting muddy, the leaves are getting damp. Gotta hop me a freight train, leave this town, cause they don't like the hobos hanging around, hanging around. No hanging around. No, they don't like hobos hanging around. Well, I left Atlanta one morning for a day. Brakeman said, son, you've got to pay. Ain't got no money upon my shoes. I tried to get west, got the Milwaukee Blues. The Milwaukee Blues. Got the Milwaukee Blues. I'm just trying to get west. Got the Milwaukee Blues. Old Bill Jones said before I die, won't you fix the rails so the boats can ride? Cause when they ride the rock. Put their lives in the hands of God. Hands of God. In the hands of God. Yeah, they put their lives in the hands of God. Jones said, four diners, two more roads that I'd like to ride. Fireman said, well, can they be there? The Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Santa Fe, yeah, the Santa Fe. There's the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Yes, yeah, so Bill Jones said, four diners, one more drink that I'd like to try. Conductor said, what can it be? It's a glass of whiskey with a cup of tea. Cup of tea, yes, a cup of tea. Just a glass of whiskey with a cup of tea. It was one chilly morning, it looked like rain. Round the corner come a passenger train. On the blind side, old Bill Jones, he's a good old hobo, just trying to get home. Trying to get home, we're going home, just trying to get home. He's a good old hobo, just trying to get home.
Isn't that delightful? Great groove he gets there with his clawhammer banjo and lovely singing. First time I've heard a cup of tea mentioned in a song, and it made me a little bit thirsty. So I'll have one when the show's finished. Hope you enjoy your cup of tea or cup of coffee while you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Big shout out to all the people listening on podcasts all over the world. It's just amazing these days. No such thing as a local radio show, although that's what this one started at. Comes out of Hamilton, New Zealand on Free FM 89.0, and it's played on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock, and then later on during the week at midnight and a couple of other mysterious times. Access radios throughout New Zealand, all played at different times of the week. Thank you very much for listening on those too. All the people that are listening in the Access radio stations in Canada, big hi to you. CFBX in Kamloops, the voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia, Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA. Lots of people listening on radio, on podcasts, all the different ways you can get the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope you're enjoying the music. It's Easter time, coming up to Easter weekend. It can either be the four-day holiday that you really need after a very active first term, which is what it is in New Zealand. School term runs February, March, and halfway through April. So everyone looks forward to Easter. It can be the time that you get away and do some work on the boat, which might happen to me in fixing up. We're fixing up my son's boat. It's out of the water at present, and we have to get the final paint on it before we put it back in. But it's also a time of chocolate and chocolate bunnies and chocolate eggs, which seem fairly unrelated to the Easter that I recall, which is a religious festival. And I think we should bear in mind what's going on there. Here is John Bowman to sing a Larry Sparks song from the Footprints of Faith album. Here's a song called That Awful Day.
On that awful day when they led my Lord away, they led him up to Pilate's hall. That's where he was judged by all. They led him away to Calvary, where he hung between the thieves. They drove the nails in his hands and feet. That's where he died for you and me. Forget the day when they led my Lord away. There they hung him on the cross so he could be saved and not be lost. They led him away to Calvary, where he hung between the thieves. They drove the nails in his hands and feet. That's where he died for you and me. In his hands and feet. That's where he died for you and me. That's where he died for you and me.
John Bowman with a great song about Easter time. We're talking about gospel songs, here's the Spitty Brothers, When the Angels Come for Me.
Listen close and you will hear the sound of angels coming near. They're coming for another soul. I'm getting ready now to go. Although I've sinned sin, Jesus paid for all of them. Now the Lord has blessed my soul as I leave this world below. Side by side, we have walked stride for stride. two best friends, both you and me, like two brothers ought to be. To my wife and family, you have meant the world to me. It breaks my heart to have to go. We'll meet again someday, I know. The time has come to say goodbye. Mother dear, please don't cry. A better place is where I'll be when the angels come for me. A better place is where I'll be.
The Spitty Brothers from Nova Scotia. Great band, great brother sound in those harmonies. It's a lovely gospel song there. Well, many of you who've been playing bluegrass music for a long time, listening to bluegrass music for a long time, will remember the impact that the Seldom Seen made when they turned up on album for us. And I just thought they were the best thing I'd ever heard. John Duffy on mandolin and vocals, John Starling on guitar and vocals, Mike Aldridge on dobro and vocals, what a trio, and Ben Eldridge on banjo, wonderful banjo player, and Tom Gray on bass. He'd been an integral part of the bluegrass scene in Washington, D.C. for many, many years, as had Duffy, and Starling was a relative newcomer to most of us who'd not heard of him before, and Mike Aldridge too. I first heard Mike when he was playing with Cliff Waldron in the New Grass, and that's where I heard of Ben Eldridge as well, but they put it all together and made a wonderful group. And they recorded an album in 1974 live at the Cellar Door, and they had some great music on that, and it was very much a casual concert, I tell you. You listen to it, you can hear things going on in the background, and that here they are doing a couple of tracks, If I Were a Carpenter, which is a great song, and then instrumental version of the tune Old Grey Bonnet. Here we have Seldom Seen, recorded live, Washington, D.C., 1974.
All right. Here's a number that
John sings called If I Were a Carpenter.
Gosh, you just jumped right in there real good. Right. That's smooth.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby? If I were a miller and a mill wheel grinding, would you miss that pretty dress, bright shoes shining? Sing my love through loneliness, sing my love through sorrow, I'll give you my loneliness, come and give me your tomorrow. You still want me carrying the pots I made, following behind me. Sing my love through love.
loneliness, sing my love through sorrow. I'll give you my loneliness, come and give me your tomorrow.
This is a golden oldie called Put On Your Old Gray Bonnet with all the pigeon boop-boops on it.
Hey folks, it's Des here from the band Whistle, based in Dublin, Ireland. And like me, you're enjoying listening to the mighty sounds of Back Porch Bluegrass with your host, Paul Tremwith.
Yeah, thanks very much, Des, for that really nice introduction. Dr. Des Walsh from Ireland. Time for a fiddle tune. Let's have the Kathy Kellick Band. Wonderful band. I really enjoy their music. Kathy Kellick plays guitar, does the singing. Andy Staninek is the fiddle player. And this is a tune called Roscoe. Carrie Black's the bass player. Greg Booth, stunningly good dobro and banjo player. Tom Beckany, equally good mandolin player. They all sing. In fact, they all clown around and they all do some great music. But here's a fiddle tune called Roscoe.
Thank you.
tune, Roscoe. Well, we're coming to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you've enjoyed the music that I've played for you. I always enjoy picking the tunes out from my collection of CDs and finding out what goes well with that and what would be nice to play now. So it's pretty random, really, as you've probably gathered if you've listened to enough of my shows. But I just try and provide a variety for all of you there. Let's take it out with a band called White House. And here's a song called Countryside of Heaven.
Boxcar when the snow is on the ground. I helped build a sideshow when the circus came to town. But I'm on the way back home now, where the whistle and the coal mines blow,
to the countryside of heaven, where the bluegrass music
daddy through the fields of yellow corn. I set up with my brother on the night his child was born. I worked in the mine for a long, long time just to hear that whistle blow,
on the countryside of heaven, where the bluegrass music flows.
The mountain boy and see what you can see. So I left my home and roamed the world a long, long time ago,
to the countryside of heaven, where the bluegrass music flows.
Side
of heaven, where the bluegrass music flows,
to the